And all that changed. I spent my wedding night in jail. Like every other time, however, it wasn't my fault. There we were, still in our wedding clothes. If he had just kept his mouth shut after the police arrived, we would have been fine. I had them convinced that he had attacked the valet because our wedding money was missing. Actually, he thought the valet had stolen the marijuana we were going to smoke. In reality, I was so drunk I had lost it. During the interrogation of the valet in the restaurant parking lot, my husband became so violent the officer put him in the back of the patrol car. When he tried to kick out the rear windows, the policeman retaliated. I pleaded with the officer as a second policeman arrived, and both bride and groom were taken to jail. It was then that the stolen marijuana cigarettes were discovered, to my horror, in central booking as they cataloged my belongings. I was arrested for 3 felonies, including drunk and disorderly, and 2 misdemeanors. But it was all my husband's fault. I had practically nothing to do with it. He had a drinking problem. I stayed in that abusive marriage for nearly 7 years and continued to focus on his problem. Toward the end of the marriage, in my misguided attempts to set a good example for him, plus he was drinking too much of my vodka, I mandated no booze in the house. Still, why should I be denied a cocktail after returning home from a stressful day at the office just because he had a problem? So I began hiding my vodka in the bedroom and still did not see anything wrong with this behavior. He was my problem. I accepted a transfer with a promotion. Yes, my professional